Well, this sounds like something out of an after-school special or one of these made-for-TV movies or potentially a true crime story. A 23-year-old woman in Wyoming, lucky to be alive today after a nightmarish New Year's Eve. It sounds like a fictional movie. Her name is Kaylee Klein. She's telling her story after spending about a week in the hospital. Kaylee went to a bar in Cody to ring in the new year. I don't know the timeline, but pretty soon after, poor Kaylee began having seizures at the bar. She couldn't move, and she was having trouble breathing. Somebody called EMTs, 911. EMTs responded quickly. Kaylee had to be airlifted to a trauma center in Montana. She spent 6 days in intensive care, 3 days on a ventilator. That beats Biggie's record, by the way.
She got you.
Yeah.
I mean,
sorry,
easily.
Biggie. She got you on that.
She
one.
Beat me on that.
Sorry. That's right.
Authorities now believe that someone put antifreeze in the drink that Kaylee sipped that night.
Oh, my God.
She told police she didn't recognize who handed her the drink.
Good
This is just
Lord.
One of those New Year's revels.
Good
but
Lord.
But that is just, I mean, that is dastardly.
That is, I mean, that's like murder. That's
you
like attempted murder.
Person.
You could, 100%.
You could kill a person.
It is deadly.
Yeah.
My friend who's a doctor.
A real doctor?
I'm not sure.
Is his nickname around the courts just Doc?
Yeah, we call him Doc. Good old Doc. We always call him that. Uh-huh. He's a pickle pal.
Here's okay. our new latest game.
Okay, all right.
Of course
He's
he is.
He's a pickle pal. Okay.
My new favorite game is Doc real or not. Or is he just one of your hallucinations again?
No, Doc.
Well, because every movie has a doc who's wise. So I don't know if he's real or not yet.
Yep. Doc found out I was a radio personality. And he told me I have called a radio station one time in my life. And I said, what? Was it me?
Do tell.
Did you request a song? One time, he said 20 years ago, he was listening to something called The Showgram.
Okay.
You remember The Showgram? They were over in the Capitol.
Yes.
And I...
Good show.
Desperately wanted to be on the Showgram at one point. Never made the...
Yeah,
never
made. Didn't make the grade.
Wasn't Showgram material. Too big a market for me. Never got there.
Still aren't. Let's be honest.
Still not there. Still not Showgram material. He said the Showgram was telling people, maybe for April Fool's Day, go ahead and drink antifreeze.
Oh.
As long as you strain it through a t-shirt, it's okay to drink it.
Oh, my God.
And my eyes got really big, and I said, that is...
That's a high-risk April Fool's joke.
That's criminal.
Big time.
Yeah. I don't even know if it's April Fool's. For whatever reason, they were saying to do it. And he said, I called them as a physician and said, my name's Doc, and you cannot do it. Please stop, reverse your broadcast, and tell people, do not do
this. Did they play wacky sound effects like farts and horns and clown laughs or penny whistles?
They did.
Or did they take him seriously?
I'm sure they said, what's up, Doc?
And I said, and he said, I lost a lot of respect for your industry that day.
I hope your show isn't like that.
Quack, quack. No, our show's not like that.
No. He said they did something.
Hey,
I know the man standing in front of me today would never stoop so low.
Of course not. Of course I would never do something like that. That is awful. I mean, seriously. I mean, to do something like just we don't do things like that. So he said that's the one time. And then he said, that medium is just simply not for me. So at that point, he got rid of it.
I turned off the radio that day.
Off the radio because of the show, Graham, telling people to literally to drink antifreeze, which obviously cannot be done. It's poison. I mean, it is poison.
It's poison.
It's killed many.
Remember, every year, people, their animals die.
Yes.
Because they would lick it off the driveways.
I want to say they started making it taste really bad because it used to taste sweet to dogs, and they drink it off the garage floor, and then they had to make it taste terrible so they wouldn't
do it. And
isn't
that why it's like lime green, too?
Yes.
Or something?
Yes, he said that, too. Yeah. Oh, you know, old Doc. You know what else?
He's full of wisdom.
You know
if he's real.
I'll tell you what else Doc said. Now, this again, he's a pickle pal. And he told me another reason, and great point, that they turned it lime green is on the X-ray or however they see, you can it lights up. So you can see if the person has taken that. That's right.
Oh, why you oughta,
you know.
Are you gonna serve? He's over there just talking to himself. What I picture is like the Field of Dreams where no one can see these people.
The ball players.
Yeah. In this role, you're Kevin Costner. Yeah. He's out. Look at him. He's out there on the middle of the pickleball court talking to nobody.
You ever hear voices out there? You're not hearing voices out there. Doc says that people used to drink antifreeze intentionally to come into, they were alcoholics. They would drink antifreeze to come into the ER because the drip that they put you on to get rid of the antifreeze out of your system gave you a feeling of being drunk.
You're kidding.
No, that's not good. So that has changed. They have changed the makeup. They made it lime green for those reasons too. They've changed that, but it used to be that literally.
Have they changed the IVs?
They've got a new medication. It's come a long way, he told me, so that they don't have that anymore. But used many years ago, alcoholics would, you know, if they didn't have any money, they'd drink some antifreeze, go to the hospital and say, I've drank antifreeze.
Jeez.
And the drip they put them on for a day made them feel drunk. Is that unbelievable?
Man, I never heard that.
Oh, I know. Well, that's old Doc.
Yeah, good old Doc.
That's
what
he said. If I ever see him again, I'll have him clarify.
Hey, tell me
more.
Tell me more. You guys seen Doc lately?
Who?